Peace. This is Kyle with the AK96 podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I already know what you're thinking. I know it's been a while since we last dropped. Just wanted to come on here and speak to you guys. Again, I know it's been a while. But I had a message that I wanted to kind of say with this episode. But before I go into that, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this journey. Thank you to those that have been listening to The Tribe, you know, The Tribe podcast, when it started off with Alex and Brian and Rob, and then evolved and transformed into AK96 with Alex and I. So thank you for being part of that community. And thank you to those that have been on the episodes and shared your thoughts on certain subjects and topics that we were discussing on that was happening in our lives. These past couple of years have been pretty crazy. As you guys know, we're living in it right now still. You know, COVID, the beginning of it, you know, we're living in the middle of it. And it's not gone to the other things happening in the world. So thank you for tuning in. Just wanted to kind of come on again and talk to you guys. Apologies. I know we haven't necessarily been posting. Life has been crazy. Not necessarily going to go too personal into what's happening in my life. But that's all I'll say. Life has been pretty crazy. People around me, I like to leave words of encouragement. You know, that's what friends and brothers and sisters are for. You know, when you see each other, you know, you got to help build one another up. So I see myself telling people all the time, you know, continue to do the things that put you in a positive light, that makes you happy, you know, that keeps you that keeps you in the light. You know, continue to do those things. And me personally, I wasn't necessarily doing that. I wasn't necessarily speaking on a podcast. I like this. These are one of my hobbies that I like. I like talking, obviously, but just really having a platform, really having a message, and conveying what you have to say, and articulating your words through writing and the form of a podcast. It's awesome, but. But again, hope all is well with you. I did want to get on here and speak about a couple of things, but the message that I wanted to convey is pretty simple. We are living in the last days, 100%. Everything around us, pretty much a distraction. And we have to be the ones that are able to see through it. By now, if you know, you know. You know, if you're listening and, you know, it's going over your head, you know, I just hope that maybe one day, you know, you'll understand what I'm throwing down. But we are living in the last days, and you know, life is a roller coaster. You know, one minute you may think you're the man, and the next minute, just a whole turnaround. I don't mean to be on here, you know, sounding, you know, mopey dopey and whatnot. I'm just honestly keeping it real, with you guys. No filter, but honestly, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed. Me personally, I'm blessed. I have things that I am happy about right now. Hey, I woke up this morning. Huge blessing. I got some food in the crib. I got some food in the house, you know, so I'm happy. Don't mistake that. Don't mistake that. But where I'm coming from is don't get distracted. You know, remind yourself that, you know, again, we are living in the last days. Everything here around us is meant to distract us and bring us down. And you have to be the one that, you know, is keeping you in that positive outlook. You know, you have to be the one that's basically taking care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, all we have is each other, and all we have is ourselves. So if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you know, you're gonna lose. But we have to be the ones that are taking that fight, that know what's up, and take it from there. To those that are going through things and not necessarily, you know, just keeping every, as a man, me personally, you know, I shouldn't say me personally, but as a man, you know, I know the stigma of being a man and keeping your emotions in, but, you know, I'm speaking to the fellas right now, you know, to the fellas, you know, whether you're going through something that people know about or you're going through something that, you know, you're keeping between, you know, to yourself, bro, convey those emotions, convey them, whether that's through speaking, through writing, through drawing, through whatever hobby you may do, get those emotions out, bro. Don't let them fester. Don't let them sit. Use them. Use them to your advantage. You know, whether that's, you know, for me, it's, I'm utilizing the gym, but convey those feelings, bro. To the women, I'm not a woman per se, you know, women have been having it hard these past couple of years with these crazy laws and bills, you know, it's been getting passed here in the country. But to the women out there, continue to be strong, solidify yourself, as a woman and your ideals of being a woman and what that stands for. Continue to keep your foot 10 toes. Because they're trying to get everybody in every shape and form, but again, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to be mopey dopey. Again, I'm really just keeping it real because this is what's happening, you know, in our day to day life right now as we speak. But again, just to kind of bring it to the forefront, I just wanted to kind of come on here and speak to you guys. I want to, you know, continue to do the things that make me happy and, you know, that can keep me in a positive light, and which is also talking to you guys. Honestly, since we've been gone, since we haven't necessarily recorded one, I've had an episode, I've had people reach out to me and say, hey Kyle, you know, what's up? You know, I have people in my DMs, people personally, you know, in person. You know, hey, I've been looking out for the podcast. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Because that was words of motivation for me. You know, that was, you know, hey, man, keep doing it. You know, and vice versa. You know, I like to reciprocate energy. So, and I guess this episode is a testimony to that, to keep going. But again, guys, yeah, for me personally, yeah, like I said, life has been pretty crazy. Man, I'm trying not to get too personal, but at the same time, I want to be real. I want to keep it 100. But again, life is a whirlwind. Life is going to have its good days and it's going to have its bad days. And what you do during the bad days, not the not so good days, what you do during those days, your character, how you approach the situation, how you come out of that situation, and how you move forward, that's what matters in regards to how you're dealing. And I guess where I'm coming from is that my whole perspective on life has, like, within this past year, is totally different. 100% totally different. The little miscellaneous BS I was worrying about last year, it don't faze me now. And I just hope that, you know, my friends and my family can also cultivate, you know, that mindset too. Because when we forget the why we're doing what we're doing, that's the problem. And I guess that's where I'm coming from as well. I kind of forgot the why I was, you know, doing my podcast, the why I like talking about certain subjects, because at the end of the day, it made me happy. You know, I felt good about it. I had a goal. I set out to do something. I accomplished it. I moved forward and I opened the next door to my new goal. So if you're out there, again, you're going through what you're going through, don't forget your why. Don't forget why you're doing the things that are hard. Why you're going to the gym, why you're putting in the work after hours, why you're doing this personal research and studying yourself, why you're trying to betterment yourself. Don't forget your why. I don't mean to pause. I was just trying to really collect my thoughts. I don't mean to do the whole Kanye thing, but But yeah, guys, you know, it's I'm growing as a human being. You know, I'm only 26 years old. I got a whole lot of life to live. But as of right now, like I said, I'm at the point where, you know, I'm keeping the greater things in mind. And I hope you can as well. And I guess that's really what the message is. You know, not to forget your why, not to forget why you do what you do, and keep going. You know, you're strong. We're strong. You know, every single one of us on the face of this earth, you know, we have the power to go beyond, pretty much. And this world has the distractions to make us forget that. So, you know, you don't forget that. Other than that, that's really pretty much it. I just wanted to, like I said, I'm evolving into the man that I am destined to be, and I just wanted to, like I said, I just wanted to kind of come on here and speak that truth. Podcast wise, I do plan on continuing. I do plan on having more episodes, and at this point, I want to talk about everything that's going on, you know, in this world, you know, everything. I know I had to. Oh, I don't mean to change the subject, but to my Star Wars fans, thank you for listening. I know I had that separate segment, What of the Force, that has been blowing up. Like I said, we've been on a podcast hiatus last year. I kid you not, guys. It's literally been a year. I want to say June of last year, June of last year, we was recording, and then, like, boom, life. And then, yeah, here we are right now. But I have to say, don't get me wrong. Like I said, you know, life is life. But there have been some moments, beautiful moments, that I will never forget that has happened for the rest of my life. So, again, where there is dark, there is also the light. And as long as you can see that, you know, you'll be okay. But going back to Star Wars, I know I didn't drop necessarily the third episode to that Obi-Wan podcasting. I do plan to. So look out for that. I'm not necessarily sure when that is going to drop, but it is still in the works. I don't want to kind of focus on Star Wars too much about this, but to the Star Wars fans that have been listening to that segment, Will of the Force, it is coming. To be honest with you, I really needed a whole year to gather my thoughts on that show. I mean, let's just say Andor had a $250 million budget and Obi-Wan felt like it barely had $500,000. So I'm gonna keep it like that. I'm gonna keep it like that, and I'm gonna keep it moving. But thank you to those that have been listening to the Star Wars. I do plan to do another Star Wars. Me and Alex and I, we are thinking about, we've been talking about doing another 8K96 podcast episode, just to kind of catch up with you guys. Because again, life takes its toll. Life takes its toll, you know. But again, we cannot forget about our why. We can't forget about why we do things, why we do what we do. The things that, you know, we can't forget about that. So Alex and I have been talking about doing another podcast, just talking with you guys, staying in tune with the community. And yeah, so stay on the lookout for that. Updates on the Instagram. Any questions, feel free to ask. DM me, DM Alex. But that's really pretty much it, guys. Again, I appreciate you listening. If you're headed to work, if you're on lunch, you know, you at the crib listening, you know, you're off time. Again, thank you. Thank you. At this point, guys, I'm really just rambling. I had a lot to say, and I've been talking. So just trying to really gather my thoughts, make sure I'm not necessarily missing anything. But that was really pretty much it, guys. That's the message I kind of wanted to convey. You know, we're all going through something. But don't forget why you're doing what you're doing. Keep you're strong. Keep going. Keep fighting. We'll all get there. But thank you for listening. I'll be in tune with you guys soon. Kyle with the AK96 podcast. I'm out.